the reason President Thomas Jefferson owned a copy of the Quran, a 232-year history of our fight against Islam, and why it is no longer taught in our public schools. When Thomas Jefferson saw there was no negotiating with Muslims, he formed what is now the Marines, seagoing soldiers. When the Muslims attacked the U.S. merchant vessels, they were repulsed by armed soldiers, but there is more. The Marines followed the Muslims back to their villages and killed every man, woman, and child in the village. It didn't take long for the Muslims to leave U.S. merchant vessels alone. English and French merchant vessels started running up our flag when entering the Mediterranean to secure safe travel. Why the Marine hymn contains the verse, "The shores of Tripoli," this is very interesting and a must-know piece of our history. It points out where we may be heading. Most Americans are unaware of the fact that over 200 years ago, the United States had declared war on Islam and President Thomas Jefferson had led the charge. At the height of the 18th century, Muslim pirates, the Barbary Pirates, were the terror of the Mediterranean and a large area of the North Atlantic. They attacked every ship in sight and held the crews for exorbitant ransoms. Those taken hostage were subjected to barbaric treatment and wrote heartbreaking letters home, begging their governments and family to pay whatever the Mohammedan captors demanded. These extortionists of the high seas represented the North African Islamic nations of Tripoli, Tunis, Algiers, and Morocco, collectively referred to as the Barbary Coast, and presented a dangerous and unprovoked threat to the new American Republic. Before the Revolutionary War, U.S. merchant ships had been under the protection of Great Britain, but when the U.S. declared its independence and entered into war, the ships of the United States were protected by France. However, once the war was won, America had to protect its own fleets, thus the birth of the U.S. Navy. Beginning in 1784, 17 years before he would become president, Thomas Jefferson became America's minister to France. And that same year, the U.S. Congress sought to appease its Muslim adversaries by following in the footsteps of European nations who paid bribes to the Barbary states rather than engaging them in war. In July of 1785, Algerian pirates captured American ships, and the Dey of the Algiers demanded an unheard of ransom of $60,000. It was a plain and simple case of extortion, and Thomas Jefferson was vehemently opposed to any further payments. Instead, he proposed to Congress the formation of a coalition of allied nations who together could force the Islamic states into peace. A disinterested Congress decided to pay the ransom. In 1786, Thomas Jefferson and John Adams met with Tripoli's ambassador to Great Britain to ask by what right his nation attacked American ships and enslaved American citizens, and why it was that Muslims held so much hostility towards America, a nation with which they had no previous contacts. The two future presidents reported that the ambassador had answered that Islam was founded on the laws of their prophet and that it was written in their Quran that all nations who would not acknowledge their authority were sinners, that it was their right and duty to make war upon them whenever they could be found, and to make slaves of all they could take as prisoners, and that every Muslim who should be slain in battle was sure to go to paradise. Despite his stunning admission of premeditated violence on non-Muslim nations, as well as the objections of many notable American leaders, including George Washington, who warned that caving in was both wrong and would only further embolden the enemy. For the following 15 years, the American government paid the Muslims millions of dollars for their safe passage of American ships or the return of American hostages. The payments and ransom tribute amounted to over 20% of the United States government annual revenues in 1800. Jefferson was disgusted. Shortly after being sworn in as the third president of the United States of America in 1801, the Pasha of Tripoli sent him a note demanding the immediate payment of $225,000 plus $25,000 a year for every year forthcoming. Well, that changed everything. Jefferson let Pasha know in no uncertain terms what he could do with his demand. The Pasha responded by cutting down the flagpole at the American consulate and declared war on the United States. Tunis, Morocco. How is God glorified in us and we in Him? By His grace. What does His grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to Him. By whom does He give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did He give? His blood. What did His blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who has given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did He choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish His own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And, folks, here we are. We are at the end of a 12-day journey at the Minnesota State Fair. And I am telling you what, everybody is burnt at this point. But it has been a straight and it has been well worth it concerning the people that have been reached, because obviously that is the heart of what we're doing here, friends. Jesus said, if you follow me in Matthew 4:19, He said, I will cause you to become fishers of men. So without further ado, again, this is the last day at the Minnesota State Fair. So if you're still hanging in there and you're still contemplating if you're going to come or if you're not going to come, well, you only have one day left, okay? And we've had a lot of people come out, and we just want to say thank you to all those that have taken the time to come out and say hello and to support us in our venture as Christians, as we do this together, not individually, doing our part in seeking and saving that which is lost. So, Stephanie, we got you at the Minnesota State Fair. What say you?
Well, you know, like you said, you're kind of coming here to the end of it, and it's been, you know, a good time. In fact, today I had a guy come up. And he says he listens to basically every single show. So, David, if you're listening or you listen to this later, he came up to the booth. He said, yeah, I listened to Brad on, like, every single show. And he came up and got a T-shirt. And he said, you know, what's the best way that I can kind of support you guys? And he said, becoming, like, you know, a son or daughter of Liberty. And I said, yes, that's the best way that you can help support us, because what we do from there is it's a consistent, you know, financial coming in on a monthly basis that helps us to be able to reach more people so we can go to the next place and the next place. And the next place. So that was fantastic.
Tell me, I only got so much time, Stephanie, so let me say something in between here. I want to make sure that you highlight who you ran into last night at the Minnesota State Fair, because I have their picture pulled up right now, just showing the people. We're not out trying to condemn anybody. We're out trying to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the go-ahead is on their end, not on ours. So please highlight what took place last night right before the end of the night at the Minnesota State Fair.
So before the end of the night, I come in, and there some guys come up, and they're clearly speaking a foreign language, so they're foreigners, and they're just kind of, they have kind of smiles on their faces, and they're kind of like, oh, this and that, and looking, and then he's like, well, how much is this? And he was asking about the comic book, and I kind of, do you have any books for children, he said. And I said, well, how old? And so I explained to them about your comic book, and I just told him, you know, showed him that. And then this other guy comes up, kind of like a, you know, more of a stern countenance. He gets one of your dog tags. I'm thinking, these guys are either, you know, Muslims or they're from, like, Africa or something like that because they were speaking their language. And then I asked, I said, where are you from? He goes, originally? And I said, yes. And he said, Ethiopia. And so I thought that was cool. And he was pointing to your book. And I said, you know, he was saying, do you have children's books? And then as we kind of got in the comic book, but originally I gave him our pink and blue cards. And for those of you who don't know what those are gospel tracts of the Ten Commandments on them. And when I was giving him those pink and blue tracts, they just loved it. They were smiles and this and that. And then they ended up grabbing three comic books and then a dog tag, which has 1 John 3:18 on there. And so that's exactly what we're here to do, is to be a light in a dark place. What was interesting is they were very, you know, friendly and kind of, you know, happy and stuff, because those pink and blue cards are kind of fun. And then I said, hey, do you guys mind if I take a picture? We do a newsletter, you know, for people who support us and that sort of thing. And they're like, sure. And hold up the camera, they all get these, like, very, I don't know if it's a cultural thing, but these very serious looks on their faces. But it was so cool to be able to reach these guys, and they were just coming up and telling about the other person about the gospel track and this and that. And it's like, you know, we don't want to go to Mexico and teach them Spanish. We want to go to the lost sheep of Israel like Christ did. And we're here seeking and saving that which is lost. And like I always say, these people won't set foot inside of a church building for the most part, a lot of people that are here or a conservative meeting. But they're getting the truth here at the fair.
Well, you know what?
It's really cool to see.
The truth of the matter is, Stephanie, is they're not supposed to come into a church. The church is to go to them. And they've got this backwards understanding of how this all works. And it shows you how backwards people are in this country, especially those that name or claim the name of Christ. Can you do me a favor and just give me about a minute download on what you've seen concerning the hypocrisy of the 86% that claim to be what clearly they are not, please?
Well, people that come up and they look at your booth and they're excited about it. They're like, oh, I love these shirts and this, that, and the other thing. And you kind of get a little excited, like, okay, well, these are like-minded people. They'll probably support, you know, maybe get a T-shirt to help us keep on keeping on. And I call them professors because they're not true Christians. They're the ones that say, oh, bless you, or oh, such courage, like, thank you for your boldness. But then they do nothing to lift a finger and help. And then you got straight-up heathen people who will come and like, oh, I like that shirt. Let me get one of those beer in hand. But we have had some people, they'll come and they'll say, even today, and they come up and they're like, you know what, let me get this and support what you do. And he's like, God bless you. And those kind of people, I accept that, because like, you're not just saying, hey, you know, if you're hungry, you don't give people bread or food and then just walk away and say, bless you. It's like, well, give me those things that I need. Those are needful for the body. And so these people that are coming up there, they're showing in action that, hey, we appreciate you guys here. We want to support what you guys are doing so you can continue to do what you do. And then after that, they say, hey, you know, God bless you. Thank you for what you're doing. And then say, thank you for your support, because we're in this together. But many people come up and they just, it's comical. But you know, there's some that are,
it's
like,
very frustrating,
you know, people who are
coming
up and supportive.
It's very frustrating,
isn't it?
It is
very frustrating.
Yeah. Because
it is, because you, if you sit...
It explains the state of our country is really what it does, because it goes no further than their lips. And this isn't a fleece for money or support, but the fact of the matter is we are out there seeking and saving that which is lost, and so many agree with what we're doing, but there's so far and few between that are actually willing to stand up and actually do more than just talk about what needs to be done in aiding our efforts and seeking and saving that which is lost. You got about 2 minutes, Steph.
I totally agree. Okay, and if I can end with this, I want to say there's people out there who have been listening to the radio show or who have been totally touched by God through the ministry, and they come up to the booth, and I just want to say thank you for those people who have listened to the radio show. They've heard that we're all here at the fair. They come up, they're like, you know, they're supportive. They're here to say, hey, I listened to the show, and so on and so forth. You have no idea when you're here 12 hours a day for 12 days straight, you know, in the same, you know, cubicle, how encouraging that could be for us. So to those of you who have come out and said hello, and, you know, we've gotten some pictures with you, it really is a good pick-me-up for us. And, you know, we just keep on keeping on no matter what, but as you're going along on your journey, to have those little pick-me-ups along the way really make a huge difference. So thank you for those of you who have come out and support of the ministry and just showed your faces here and put a smile on our face as well.
Amen. What is it looking like right now? Is there anybody out? Is there a lot of people? Are the herds
thinned
out?
It was kind of a little more dead this morning. Usually they cook the thing and when it starts and people start immediately rushing in. There was not a lot of people that first came in.
Okay.
But right now it's actually
okay,
pretty,
I got to go. Heartbreak.
Well,
thank you very much. Totally appreciate it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Stephanie down at the Minnesota State Fair. We'll be right back. Hard break.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the Kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shad Olson to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors. Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9 was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9 was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just want to highlight this for my weekday friends, because the weekend friends and church services are completely different. What I want to do is I want to go ahead and highlight on social media platforms right now just a testimonial from Stephanie's book. Out of all the events that we've done, we've literally done about 3,000 events across the country. I don't know how many states we haven't hit. I know it's very far and few between. But with that, you don't always get to hear the fruit of what you do as a minister, as a preacher. And a farmer does. He gets to see what he sows every spring, every fall. He sees the harvest. We don't get to see that a lot. And I'll tell you what, that is probably the most disheartening thing about ministry, at least to me, more than anything else. You just don't always get to see the fruit of your labor. But with that, one of the individuals that came out to the Minnesota State Fair actually took the time because she wanted to convey to everybody else the impact of the ministry in her life. That's what we always tell people, you know, well, who are you? When people ask, well, who are you? What do you do? So on and so forth. I always just directly lead them over to sonsoflibertyradio.com because that's who we are. And it is the fruit of what we have done. 1 Corinthians 2:5, and the fruit of the ministry and the Spirit of God bearing witness to who it is that we are on the behalf of Christ for the people. And so you get to decide for yourselves by listening to others that have been reached by the the ministry because nobody here is stupid enough to blow their own horn. We get out of the way and let the Lord glory. So with that, if you want to check this out, this is on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. And P.S., if you want to go ahead and call in at any time over the next 45 minutes, three segments, that number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. And yes, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Let's go ahead and take a listen here.
I just wanted to say thank you for doing your Virtue Series CD.
Stephanie's Glass.
I want you to know how many lives that has touched. And maybe you haven't seen the CD go out in a while, and it's probably been 20 years, at least since I... No, PS 28, so 25 years. I have had no less than 20 girls listen to this CD. They have all expressed to me how this has changed their lives. And just literally the weekend of August 1st and 2nd, I had another 15-year-old girl listen to this CD. You have to redo this CD in modern day times when you're not explaining about payphones because they don't totally understand that anymore. But it has really, really touched a lot of people's lives, including mine.
Awesome. So again, folks, we're just letting you know what the people are experiencing with the ministry and what a joy it is when we get the opportunity to actually see the impact of what it is that we are called to do day after day. We've been doing this for 25 years. I've been in ministry for 30 years, but we've been on radio for 25. We've been out at the Minnesota State Fair for the 16th year. I just told my wife the other day, I said, I know everybody's tired. I know that this is laborious, but the bottom line is I want to do this for at least 20 years. And everybody just kind of looked at me like, really? And it's like, yes, this is a huge, huge opportunity that we have. Like I was saying on Saturday show, most people begrudgingly do the things that they have to do. And the fact of the matter is we're not doing it begrudgingly. We're looking for more to do as far as the opportunities go. And let me make one point here too. This is one of the things that we've always done. When I first got into ministry, I heard everybody. I'm literally those in the Church of America do nothing but complain about what it is that they're responsible for tolerating. And I was not going to be a part of that. A lot of what I heard was them complaining about the public schools and what they're teaching in the public schools. Well, it's like, that's all you got to do is use a little common sense. Look at Luke 7:35. See where Jesus said, wisdom is justified by her children. You look at the kids that are raised up today. Who raised them up? The adults did. So this is the fruit of the adults. And the problem is that they're complaining about the way that the kids are becoming, but yet they're dropping them off at the school gate to be raised up by their sworn enemies in a public school. And guess what the portion of that is statistically? 86% of the people in this country claim to be Christians, patriots, and or conservatives are the ones that are dropping their kids off to their sworn enemies to be subjected to everything and protected from nothing to be raised up by them. And then they're surprised as to what they see. We were not going to be a part of that. We were going to be a part of the answer because it is the church's job as Christians. We are to build. We are to build the places that have been breached. Read Isaiah 58, verse 12. We are called by God to bring the answers to the world, not the problems to the world, folks. The only time that you're ever going to hear that here is when we are by the law, Romans 3:21, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. When we highlight the crimes of the politicians and those in the pulpits of America, that's all we're doing is making you aware of the fact that that is the mercy of God. And now he looks to you and me, 86% of us, and says, get busy, keep my commandments, bring judgment upon their heads through keeping my statutes as to how you're supposed to deal with the criminal and the crimes that they have broken, and you will understand righteousness and peace within the gate. But if you don't want to do that, this is what you're going to get. And by the way, that was a perfect segue, unbeknownst to me, as to what we're going to be talking about here. But let me give you this quote really quick. And tell me, if you put this in parallel to America, do you see what Martin Luther said, and do you agree with him, yay or nay? Because I'll tell you what, scripturally, he is spot on. He said, whenever the true message of the cross is abolished, Christ crucified, the anger of hypocrites and heretics ease. In other words, when nobody's confronting them for their hypocrisies and their heresies, he said, Martin did, all things are in peace. It's a false peace. This is a sure token that the devil is guarding the entry of the house and the pure doctrine of God's word has been taken away. The church is in the worst state when it is most at peace. So folks, spiritual wisdom understands, and it can declare boldly through experience, that when we see what we see today in America, we can clearly see who's standing at the gate, and it isn't the Lord. The only thing that we see the Lord doing, although all things, he has preeminence over all things, but what we clearly see him doing right now is bringing judgment upon those that fail to understand what the mandate is under heaven. Okay? So again, what Martin said was spot on 150%. Now, what I want to get to is all over the world. I just noticed this yesterday. It's like, oh my goodness. I mean, hey, listen, I was encouraged, man. I was totally encouraged. And I'm going to play these for you in just a moment. Nation after nation after nation, folks, across the world, they are standing up in numbers, literally, and you're going to see this in just a couple minutes, in numbers, demanding the removal and deportation of those that worship or that are a part of what they call Islam, those that call themselves Muslims, those that worship Allah. They are demanding the removal of these people from their countries. They're not asking. And I think it's fantastic what they're doing. Because, folks, they had to learn the hard way. And now they're moving towards the West. That's the United States of America. And now Americans, who are gluttons for punishment, who listen to nobody until after the fact, they talk about their love for the Lord, but they allow corrupt politicians to lead the narrative, right? The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. That's who they're following. And it's a corrupt narrative. And again, it's nothing new, Micah 6:16. But what's interesting is the people need to refocus as to who the responsible party is. Because yes, it's a good thing that the people are rising up. Yes, it's encouraging. Yes, it is awesome that they are saying no more, listen carefully, injustice, Isaiah 59:14. They are now being the law that God has always called them to be, and they are enforcing the law in the face of corruption. Now, I want you to understand, I just said the word corruption. You know, the problem is, you know, these people are, yes, going after the illegals and deporting them. That is, again, fantastic. But they're letting off the corrupt politicians that allured them into the country in the first place. They are allowing the corrupt politicians to be overlooked by the mainstream media, driving the narrative off of them onto now the Muslims. Okay? Hey, folks, if it wasn't for the corrupt politicians alluring them in, the people wouldn't have had to rose up. But it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. Like I was just talking about concerning Martin Luther's quote. Hey, folks, this turmoil, this is fantastic because it wakes people up to the reality and to the tangibility of what is happening to them, regardless if they don't want to see it or if they do want to see it. But see, what people don't understand over here at the Sons of Liberty, my message lines itself up with the Word of God and saying prevention is better than cure. Now we see these people laying the axe to the root of the tree. I just want to make sure that they have the axe laid to the right tree, deal with the corrupt politicians, and then deport them, or simultaneously do both. I'm going to show you some video audio in just a moment here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots, unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the Kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm State Representative Walter Hudson from Minnesota. As a public servant, I face constant pressures that threaten to pull me away from my core values. That's why I turned to Bradley Dean and his ministry through the Sons of Liberty radio show. They're one of the only media outlets that truly challenges me to stay rooted in God's word while fighting for liberty and justice in our government. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time for hard-hitting truth that inspires action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, we got some events coming up in Michigan next month. Right when we get done at the Minnesota State Fair, we are heading out that direction. October, we're looking to do the East Coast. Hopefully finish up on some television production that we've been working on for some time. So November and December are now open. We always book 3 months out if you want to be a part of having us at one of your events to do maybe what you don't want to do or maybe have us a part of what you are doing. That number is 866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. So now let me get over to this because I want to hit as much information as I possibly can because I'm going to highlight some video audio for you all concerning how countries all over the world seem to understand more so. They act more as the descendants and the posterity of our forefathers than most Americans do. But this is what's happening after they learned the hard way in other countries. They're demanding deportation of these Muslims that are coming in and attacking the system. Now, remember something. They're attacking the system simultaneously and methodically, just like who goes before them, concerning the sodomites. Our laws condemn sodomy. You know how they attack and then they play the victim. You know how they try to convince you that they have the shield when in fact they have the spear. They're perpetuating the crime. Well, I think everybody in this country has finally figured that out 20 years after abuse, maybe 25 years after the abuse of the homosexuals. But again, we were warned about that too, concerning prevention is better than cure. But now going over to those that call themselves Muslims, it's interesting that they are simultaneously playing the same game in method. They're attacking, they ask for help, they get the help from prospective countries all over the world. Once they get the help, they begin to attack that system of government, then they begin to usurp. Right? And folks, you got to keep in mind, they have something called taqiyya. That means they can lie for their God. I mean, if that doesn't tell them what kind of a God they're serving, which is not a God, it's the doctrines of devils that they're feeding on. I don't know how to help them, but I'll tell you what, there are some of those that can be helped. But if they're not here to assimilate, folks, they must be deported. Now, I want to throw at you some scripture, as they call it, right? The Quran, number 2, it's chapter 2, verse 191. This is the Muslims. Listen carefully. I didn't say it. This is coming directly from their, what they call the Book of Peace, the Quran. And slay them wherever you come upon them, and expel them from where they expelled you. Persecution is more grievous than slain, but fight them not by the holy mosque until they should fight you there. Then if you fight, and if they fight you, slay them. Such is the recompense of unbelievers. This is, folks, these are those that are being allured in to America by your politicians. Oh, and I know many people are under the illusion of one of the handpicked options that were given to you that's going to make America great again. I believe that many people across the boards are starting to wake up to the fact that, wait a second, this guy's not working for America. He's working for Zionist Israel, which is Rothschild's Israel, and he's not helping us. He's not making America great again. He's attacking us. Well, case in point, you guys all remember Tom Fitton? Tom Fitton is a respected organization. The organization is called Judicial Watch. He is the one, in fact, cross-check everything I'm telling you. But Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch, was the only outlet to actually highlight the fact that during Donald Trump's first criminal tenure, he was actually funding times three of Barack Obama Muslim organizations here in America. That is a fact. When are you people going to wake up to the fact that what they say and what they do are two different stories? Let's go to the next one. Quran chapter 3, what they would call verse 28. Let not believers take the unbelievers for friends. In other words, Muslims, don't be friends with infidels rather than believers. For whoso does that belongs not to God in anything unless you have fear of them. God warns you that you beware of him, and unto God is the homecoming. Okay? In other words, don't be friends with those people concerning those countries that you're invading. It's not migration, folks. It's an invasion, okay? Quran 385, whoso desires another religion, these are called honor killings, than Islam, it shall not be accepted of him. In the next world, he shall be among the losers, okay? So they hold people in under their, it's a political monopoly, friends. It's what it is. It's what they've created to control the people through the fear of consequence of those that they fail to submit to or submit to, okay? Quran 8:12. Quran 5:33. This is the recompense of those who fight against God, Allah, right? And his messenger, and hasten about the earth to do corruption there. They shall be slaughtered or crucified, or their hands and feet shall be alternately be struck off, or they shall be banished from the land. This is a degradation, right, for them in this world, and in the world to come awaits them a mighty chastisement. These are the people that your politicians, Americans, are alluring into this country. The Lord said in Judges 5:12, when you have other gods, hey folks, having other gods doesn't mean that you necessarily verbally go into their buildings and worship a false god. Worshipping another god is to submit to that which is foreign to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I don't think people understand that. It doesn't mean you're going around wearing a shirt that says Allah on it, or I'm Islamic, or I'm a Muslim, or I worship the God of Zen, or I'm a Hare Krishna, and the list goes on. No, that's not what it's saying. I'm a part of a cult. No. Once you submit to that religion, even if they do it by force, if you submit to that false god, you are serving another god. It's just like in America today. You know, why, I ask the American people, why are you submitting yourself to tyranny? And they're so enslaved and so blinded by their own chains that they actually think they're free. The good part of that is I remind them the freedom that they have. In fact, they still have the freedom to do the right thing. That is up to them to break away from their chains. And it reminds me of Harriet Tubman, if you haven't heard the story. This is a true story. They called her the Black Moses. She used to be a slave back in the 1800s. And what she did is she broke away from the plantation owner. She said, no, I'm not going to serve man anymore. I'm going to serve my Lord Jesus Christ. And she broke away. And what she did is she famously went from plantation to plantation down south, telling others that were slave that they can be free, but they're going to have to stand up and fight and break off their chains. A reporter at the end of her life, I mean, folks, if you want to see a woman that looks like she's gone through HE double hockey sticks, oh my goodness. Or someone that's been tried in the fire, oh my goodness. Take a look at a picture of Harriet Tubman. But at the end of her life, she was asked on the East Coast, is it true that you freed thousands of slaves? She said, yes, it's true. But she said, listen to me carefully, Americans. She said, I would have freed thousands more had they known that they were slaves. If you serve your idols, regardless of what they are or who they are, when you submit to that false god, what you are doing is serving a false god. And when you do that, the Bible says you have a curse upon you. It's the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. And what is the curse? The curse comes from those that you submit to outside of the God that blesses you. It really is this simple. It's not difficult. So when you see Christians say absolutely not to tyrants like our forefathers did through the Declaration of Independence, that wasn't an issue of rebellion towards God. That was an issue of rebellion towards tyrants and obedience to God. People, read the Bible so you know for yourselves. Boy, I would have freed 1,000 more had they known that they were slaves. How many of you watch me every day and listen to me every day and you're enslaved and yet you think you're free? It reminds me of something D. James Kennedy said to me one time from Coral Ridge before he passed away. He goes, wasn't it fascinating that the Pharisees of the day, when Jesus was trying to set them free by showing them that he was the Messiah and yet they rejected him? He said, wasn't it fascinating that they kept saying, we be slaves to no man, but yet they were subject to none other than what? King Herod. They were enslaved. Right? And what were the Pharisees? They were put in a political position, and they didn't want to lose their place or their nation. That's why they hated Christ. They didn't want freedom. They wanted control. And there's a big difference. Read John 11 when you get a moment. Let me go to the next one here, Quran 8, verse 12. I am with you, so confirm the believers. I shall cast into the believers' hearts terror. So smite above the necks and smite every finger of them. I've seen an actual video of what happens to individuals that are not Muslims when they're taken captive by the Muslims. They literally cut off their fingers and they literally slice their necks and they behead them. And it's not good when they do it, because I'll tell you what they're doing is enraging nations to take every one of them out. And that's exactly the response that they get. But this is the Book of Peace. This is the Quran. These are the people that your government today is alluring into this country. Okay? Quran chapter 8, verse 60. And prepare against them whatever you are able of power and of steeds of war, by which you may terrify the enemy of Allah and your enemy and others besides them who you do not know, but whom Allah knows. And whatever you spend in the cause of Allah will be repaid to you, and you will not be wronged. Isn't it interesting? And I see this on so many different fronts. Don't you ever put a question mark up when you hear others to tell you what you're going to do on their behalf and the reward that you're going to get? Like, for example, when these Muslims tell their brothers, by the way, they get many of them hooked on drugs so they can actually go through with the crimes that they're committing. But isn't it interesting how they promise them paradise and a heaven and 10,000 wives and this, that, and the other thing to do what it is that they're unwilling to do for themselves? If only those little slaves would think about it, they would tell their slave masters, no, you go do it. And I'll tell you what, that would stop the terror attack right there because they are not going to do it. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Patriot Approved presents nationally syndicated Bradley Dean, the host of the Sons of Liberty broadcast, Sunday, September 14th at 3 p.m. New Hope Baptist Church, 2011 Lincoln Road, Allegan, Michigan. Bring your youth, bring your friends to listen to Bradley Dean, the Sons of Liberty. This is a presentation of Patriot Approved.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic." Wow.
BBSRadio.com.
That went quick. Boy, that went really quick, didn't it? Final segment, 281-845-4704. Covering a lot of territory today. Okay, so what we're talking about right now is countries all over the world are literally standing up in mass, demanding mass deportation. But I'm making clear, as they lay the axe to the root of the tree, and I'm encouraged to see exactly what they're doing, they had to learn the hard way, folks. They've suffered the abuse of these people that have come in, asked and were afforded asylum into their countries only to be overthrown and conquered. Many people are saying the UK is lost. Many people are saying that Europe is lost. No, it is not. Wait, just wait a minute, friends. Don't listen to that nonsense. No, the people are rising up and they're demanding the removal of these illegals. It's not immigration, it's invasion, and it's purposed. It's the Zionists that are using the Muslims to sweep away their opposition. Just ask them. Just ask them. I wish people would wake up to the Zionist issue going on in Israel right now. It's Rothschild's Israel. This is the synagogue of Satan. These are the ones that are dictating, and I'll tell you how they're dictating. They're extorting politicians all over the world. This is exactly what they're doing. And they have nobody to blame but themselves. But let's go back to this, because I want to kick off a couple more. Quran 865, O Prophet, urge on the believers to fight. If there be 20 of you, patient men, they will overcome 200. If there be 100 of you, they will overcome 1,000 unbelievers, for they are a people who understand not. Quran chapter 9, verse 5, slay the idolaters. This is who Donald Trump is alluring in. I know you're under the impression, I know by the mainstream media, that he's deporting all these illegals, but you better ask the question, why didn't he round up all of the treasonous governors and mayors that allured them in first and foremost? And why is he using ICE rather than calling up you and me, the militia? Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16. I know you've been dummied down. I know you've been desensitized, people. But that's what happens when you stay away from the books. Okay, that's exactly what happens. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Everything that you're accepting today by politicians that are doing everything in their power to undo what it is that our forefathers established over 250 years ago, it should be about as obvious as plain as the nose on your face as to who's responsible for what's going on here. And that is a reflection of what the American people tolerate. So it goes right back to the people on an individual and a corporate basis. Here's another one. Slay the idolaters wherever you may find them, and take them and confine them and lie in wait for them in every place of ambush. They're cowards. That's what they are. Folks, I'm no more afraid of these people than I am any other devil. When we fear God, we have strong confidence. And the fact of the matter is, when we have strong confidence, the Bible says that when the enemy shall come out against you one way, the Lord shall cause them to flee before you seven ways. Okay, folks, let them do all their little guerrilla warfare tactics. Let them do all their little things. But again, hold the accountable party responsible. Here's another one. Quran, chapter 9, verse 30. Christians and Jews are perverted. God assail them. How they are perverted. Quran 9, 123. Oh, believers, fight the unbelievers who are near to you, and let them find you in harshness. You that God is willing with the God-fearing. Remember, this is the Quran. This is the religion of peace. This is the religion of peace that the mainstream media switched over to concerning the narrative. Because for 18 years, we were told by that same media that the Muslims are the ones that were responsible for dropping the two towers. The straw man. Okay? Here's another one. Quran 22, verse 19. But those who disbelieved will have cut out for them garments of fire. Poured upon their heads will be scalding water. This is what they do to their enemies too, by the way. Quran 47, verse 4. So when you meet those who disbelieve in battle, strike their necks until you have inflicted slaughter upon them. Then secure their bonds. Our forefathers did not succumb to these people. They expelled these people. Okay, and they are not here to assimilate, as you all the well know. Here, let me show you what I'm talking about. This is Dr. Jim Luthwaite, a British chairman. I want you to listen carefully as to what he has to say before I play these videos for you. These are awesome. Check this out.
Now, we are letting these people into our country who openly express hatred for us and our laws and our institutions, our judges and our juries and our prosecutors and our police, and say, we curse all of you. So what are they doing here? I mean, the case for deportation couldn't be stronger.
That's exactly right. They come into your country because they hate you. America, learn the lesson. It's called prudence when you can look at someone else's scars and say, wait a second, I see that guy's testimony. I see what that guy went through. Metaphorically speaking, I can see his scars and I don't want them. What is it? Ask the question, what is it and why is it that you're now mass deporting these people and demanding your governments to do so? They'll tell you, because we've suffered the abuse. We didn't listen to people like Bradley Dean and others that were willing to stand up and tell you the fruit of these people. But that's all you have to do is look at the Quran, the Book of Peace. This is what's being promoted in the United States of America today. But all over the world, they're saying, out with these people, out with the Muslims. This is Poland. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people demanding the immediate hammer down on the illegal immigration. Here's another one. Even Japan's in on it, folks. Saying stop these illegal immigration policies. This is all coming from the Zionists worldwide. Check this out. These are the people in Japan saying no more. They're demanding the removal. They're demanding the immediate ceasing or cessation of illegals coming to these countries because they see the politicians are sold out, and it's the politicians that are attempting to sell the countries out. And the people are seeing this. And I praise God for it. Of course, the mainstream media is not going to show you any of this. The mainstream media is going to show you a nice little picture of Ilhan Omar talking about how she's so influential when, in fact, she's already committed the act of treason time and time again. And the mainstream media is right there to put the microphone and the cameras right up to their faces again as they play the victims. Do you know that Ilhan Omar now is going after the Second Amendment? This is what happens when you tolerate these criminals. Now, this next one, it's about 12 seconds long. This is Australia. Over 350,000 people, patriots, conquered six major cities today, demanding the end of mass deportation. Or ending the mass migration, forgive me. This is insane. This is awesome. This is awesome, friends. People are saying no more to this. Americans, again, I'm trying to get you to learn before you suffer the abuse that these people have. They're saying no. We're kicking them out now. We're saying enough is enough. You can, hey, folks, go ahead and say what you want to say about me. I'm okay with that. I'm totally okay with that. Hey, folks, they can browbeat you all that they want to, and you could be a good little slave, but the fact of the matter is they can go ahead and call me a bigot. They can call me Islam. They can say whatever they want to say, just like the sodomites. The fact of the matter is they hate the law that condemns their crime. I am standing on the side of the law regardless if they like it or not. Let's go over to the Irish people. What's happening there that the mainstream media failed to tell you about?
After covering the riots in Northern Ireland and seeing firsthand what happens when locals have had enough of mass migration, I made my way to Ireland, a country that's witnessing its record number of immigrants since 2007.
Dublin's a cesspit. There's people coming in here who treat us like third-class citizens.
We're not letting the little bit of steam off, so eventually it's going to explode.
The rabble of communists.
They're traitors to the Irish people.
Okay, this goes on for 20 minutes in Ireland, friends. The people are saying enough. Did you hear what that guy just said? He said, if this isn't stopped, it's going to explode. How is it? I want to end this because I'm going to take this phone call really quick. I just want to know, how is it? Let me say it this way. If you're fighting each other in this country, you're allowing the handlers and the puppet masters and the politicians, you're allowing them to win. They are the ones that are responsible for creating all of this division. Don't let them win. See what happens when we come under the umbrella of the Christian faith, under God? We stand together and the Lord exposes who the bad guys are. And he's done it a million times. Americans, we need to lay the hammer, or I'm sorry, the axe to the root of the tree concerning the politicians that allured them in. We need to hold them all accountable. We need to remove them, expel them, and those that are not here to assimilate, we need to deport them. Now, while we still have time to do so. I'm going to go ahead and take Ron from Tennessee. Ron, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It's all yours, my friend. I think you got about 30 seconds, but go for it.
Oh, just 30 seconds. Hey, Bradley.
Hey, man, I'm sorry about that guy. I just seen you up there. I did not mean to do that. But, hey, Ron, can I get you to call back on Wednesday? Let's pick it up on Wednesday, guy. I did not mean to do that. I just noticed you. And again, this is one of the reasons I tell people not to wait until the last minute. But folks, love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.